Mount Precipice in Nazareth, also called the Leap of the Mount of the Lord, is traditionally the place in the Bible where an angry mob attempted to throw Jesus into the abyss below. And it was the place where Pope Benedict celebrated the fourth Mass of his journey to the Holy Land on Thursday. Nazareth has about 75,000 residents, of whom 35,000 are Christian, and together with surrounding parishes, that number swells to about 50,000, which is the largest concentration of Christians in the Holy Land. An estimated 40,000 faithful made the journey to the Mount to watch Pope Benedict celebrate Mass in what he describes himself as an open-air theatre. Many people wore scarves and hats to protect them from the sun as they waved flags and swayed to the Arab music being played. As the Pope stood on this specially constructed dais, he would have been able to see a myriad of people stretching for miles into the distance, as well as panoramic views of Mount Tabor, the site of Jesus' transfiguration, and the imposing Basilica of the Annunciation. The ceremony began with a welcome speech by Archbishop Elias Shakur of the Greek Melkite Catholic Church in Galilee, who asked the Pope for his moral and spiritual support to help stem the exodus of Christians from the Holy Land, adding that this migration filled him with pain. Then came an affectionate exchange of gifts. The Pope was given an icon of St. Benedict, which also encompassed the figures of St. Peter and Paul, symbolizing the connection with Rome, while in return the Holy Father presented a chalice to the Archbishop. In this hometown of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, the Holy Father, during his homily, underlined the importance of the family unit and how the example of this family is the model of all Christian family life.
How much the men and women of our time need to appropriate this fundamental truth which stands at the foundation of society, and how important is the witness of married couples for the formation of sound consciences and the building of a civilization of love.
The Pope then turned to the mother of the Holy Family, Mary, and said that the town of Nazareth, this town of the Annunciation, was a reminder to us all of the need to acknowledge and respect the God-given dignity and proper role of women.
Women have an indispensable role in creating that human ecology which our world and this land so urgently needs.
Then on this mount, which had been a place where the message of Jesus had been met with abuse, the Pope spoke about the destructive power of hatred and prejudice.
As the world knows, Nazareth has experienced tensions in recent years which have harmed relations between its Christian and Muslim communities. I urge people of goodwill in both communities to repair the damage that has been done, and in fidelity to our common belief in one God, the Father of the human family, to work to build bridges and find the way to a peaceful coexistence. Let everyone let everyone reject the destructive power of hatred and prejudice, which kills men's souls before it kills their bodies.
Following the celebration of the Mass, and as a sign of hope for the future, the Pope blessed the first foundation stone of an international center for the family to be built in Nazareth, and plans were also announced for other church institutions to be built in the Holy Land. I'm Lydia O'Kane.